mostly for Triplight, and he was also giving behind the scenes just a pretty massive amount of money. He donated between 1996 and 2018, we believe around $775 million. He claimed that much in charitable deductions, so the number could be actually higher than that.
So the Washington Post reported George Mason University Law School changed its name to the Antonin Scalia Law School due to a $10 million donation from the Charles Koch Foundation and a $20 million grant from an anonymous donor, and that the name change was a condition of the anonymous donor's gift. The activist group Uncoke My Campus later discovered the anonymous donor was Barry Side. Talk more about what he has done and what this means to work with Leonard Leo.
Yeah. Well, so we believe he was that donor who funded the name change at the George Mason University Law School. And that gift was apparently coordinated by Leonard Leo. We know that their relationship, their professional relationship, stretches back at least a decade. They served on a small Chicago charity together on the board of that organization, which Side had funded as well. You know, we also know that Side has been, or we believe that he has been a big donor to the Heartland Institute, which is a kind of climate denial, infamous climate denial group. But you know, this is still the clearest indication of his giving and the immense amount of trust that he has in Leonard Leo. You know, he put really his entire business fortune in the hands of Leonard Leo to deploy at his discretion.
Who has changed the shape, the face of the federal judiciary, not to mention the Supreme Court. Now, your news organization, Lever and ProPublica, tamed a photo of Barry Side that shows him as a 14-year-old walking with other students at the University of Chicago. He was among a group of high school sophomores admitted to the university through an accelerated undergraduate program. Talk about the possible impact of the Chicago School of Economists on his thinking, and also, about Side dodging up to $400 million in state and federal income tax. From your piece, you write, Side transferred Triplight to the Marble Freedom Trust, a nonprofit that's exempt from income tax, federal income tax, before electronics company was sold. As a result, lawyers say he avoided up to $400 million in state and federal income tax, preserving those funds for Leo's new operation.
Yeah. So Barry Side is quite old. He's 90 years old, and so he actually attended the University of Chicago as back right around at the start of the Chicago School. We do understand that he's a pretty big fan of Milton Friedman, but you know, so this transaction was all structured in a way that you know, really gamed the rules around donations to nonprofits donating appreciated property. If he had sold this company, you know, for $1.6 billion, he probably would have owed up to $400 million. By structuring it this way, by having the trust sell the nonprofit or trust sell the company, saved him a pretty hefty tax bill, and it also then really preserved the amount of money that would be available for Leonard Leo's new group. And you know, I should stress that this money all came after his network and Leo had successfully remade the Supreme Court, building a conservative supermajority there. So this is all money that can really be used towards the future, towards building and expanding the conservative movement.
We have 5 seconds. Why do you think it's critical the public know?
I mean, we think that the public should know, you know, all of these donations, these like all donations.
Andrew Paris, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much. We'll link to your piece.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Everybody ready?
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio on WRCT Pittsburgh, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and the Tuesday Roots program on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware. I am your host, Mando Richard, and we've got a great show lined up for you. And Whiskey Before Breakfast listeners, you're going to have a treat that WVUD listeners are used to. We're going to be joined by Woody Snyder in just a little bit. Well, let's get things started off, shall we? With the Stanley Brothers.
She's from the hills of Kentucky, with waving long black hair and lips as sweet as warm red wine. No others can compare. I'm going honky-tonkin', everything's turned upside down. But when I find that gal of mine, we're really gonna paint this town. They say we can't get married, they say I'm not worthy of you. They don't know what they're talking about, they don't know what we've gone through. I'm going honky-tonkin', everything's turned upside down. But when I find that gal of mine, we're really gonna paint this town. Better raise your window high. And when you see me leaving, Lord, Lord, hang down your head and cry. I'm going honky-tonkin', everything's turned upside down. But when I find that gal of mine, we're really gonna paint this town.
Just pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do. I'm trying to drown my trouble, so make it a double.
The seat of my pants is slick from a bar stool, and my hand's in the shape of a glass. My eyes look like a road map of Georgia, and it's a shame I've lost my class. One broken heart can do strange things to a fella who can't take pain. But in this 100-proof condition, I ain't in no position to take her back again. So pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do. Looks like the hair on my head ain't never met a comb, and my face is a bearded mess. My hand shakes lightly, and I have to walk lightly, or I weave from right to left. The music on the jukebox don't mean a thing, 'cause I'm too far gone for a song. I sure feel bad 'cause my baby ain't here, and I'm sorry that I done her wrong. So pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do. I'm trying to drown my troubles, so make it a double. So pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Roland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Brought me comfort. wish that you'd slip me some privacy, too. Slip me some privacy, too. It should start like a fine glass of sherry. It should last like a burgundy wine. Now the fever of summer is over, and I still taste the dandelion wine. I still taste the dandelion wine. Outside it would rain. You'd ask me those delicate questions, and I'd end up groping for words to explain. I'm groping for words to explain. And it should start like a fine glass of sherry.
To Lime Rock from Bob Black's old record from the 1970s, Ladies on the Steamboat. And that's what you'll listen to while I, Amanda Richard, tell you about the first set of music here on WVUD's Tuesday Roots program and on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, which WVD folks would usually call it the Liquored Up set, you heard the Stanley Brothers. Gonna Paint the Town from back in 1958. Then we heard Porter Wagoner from 1964 doing Sorrow on the Rocks. And after the PSA, the Hellbenders from the old time side of the family gave us Red Mountain Wine. And the last thing in the set was something you probably have not heard before from Fraser and DeBolt. Alan Fraser and Daisy DeBolt and Ian Gunther on the fiddle. That was Dandelion Wine, and that was recorded back in about 1970, and is on a compilation called This Song Was Born, that featured a lot of their practice cuts and things they had not released on their two records. Fraser and DeBolt with Ian Gunther, or Fraser and DeBolt with Pleasure. I thought that was funny, replacing Ian with Pleasure. Anyway, Daisy DeBolt passed away in 2011. Alan Fraser is still alive. These are two Canadian folkies who met at the Mariposa Folk Festival and had about a 5-6 year career of just making wonderful music. All right, coming up next, we're going to have a conversation with my WVUD colleague, Mr. Woody Snyder. He held down the chair at the Tuesday Roots program before I took it over, and I'm honored that WVUD is going to let us put Whiskey Before Breakfast in that slot. Hey, it's eclectic folk music, isn't it? All right, here comes Woody Snyder.
ladies and gentlemen, we are welcoming Woody Snyder from radio station WVUD here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program on WVUD. Hello there, Woody.
Hello there, Mando Richard. I think it's really great that you found some really, really wonderful songs and some singers and some songwriters. I think we're going to enjoy this today.
The first song you've picked out for us to play for the listeners is an absolute classic from Balsam Range.
Yes, that song, Everything That Glitters. And you could also say Everything That Glitters Is Not Gold, but the song title is Everything That Glitters. And, of course, Buddy Melton is the lead singer, and Balsam Range is an excellent band, and they've won quite a few awards in IBMA.
Saw your picture on a poster in a cafe out in Phoenix. Guess you're still the sweetheart of a rodeo. As for me and little Casey, we still make the circuit in a one-horse trailer and a mobile home. And she still asks about you all the time. And I guess we never even cross your mind. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Well, old Red, he's getting older, and last Saturday he stumbled. But you know I just can't bear to let him go. Little Casey, she's still growing, and she started asking questions. And there's certain things a man just doesn't know. Birthday came and you never even called. I guess we never crossed your mind at all. But then sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. As for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Everybody said you'd make it big someday, and I guess that we were only in your way. But someday I'm sure gonna know the cause. 'Cause for everything you win, there's something lost. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And all the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Oh, everything that glitters is not gold.
with nowhere to run or to hide. Happiness you'll see as borrowed. All I want is you by my side.
And if she should tell you that she wants me back, tell her no, I gotta go. I just wanna dance the night away with senoritas who can sway. Tell you that she wants me back, tell her no, I gotta go.
Take it. working well ain't working, and I'm sinking like a stone. No, the wishing well ain't working, and I'm sinking like a stone.
You are listening right now to Return to the Brandywine from Russ Barenberg's 1988 record, Moving Pictures. And that's what we will use as the musical bed while I get Woody Snyder back on the phone to chat with the WVD Tuesday Roots listeners and the Whiskey Before Breakfast radio listeners about the music he just picked up. Hang on, Woody will be right with you.
There, Whiskey Before Breakfast and Tuesday Roots listeners. We're in the middle of a set of music picked out for us by the one and only Woody Snyder, who for about 10 years held down the seat on the Tuesday Roots program back at WVUD in Newark, Delaware. And the first song Woody picked out for us was the co-write between Dan Seals and Bob McDill, as performed by Balsam Range, Everything That Glitters. That's just a wonderful song. And then you picked out a really great song from Alison Krauss.
Yes, Alison Krauss with a beautiful voice, Gentle River. She's been doing this for 51 years. It's amazing that Alison Krauss has been doing music for 51 years, but what a beautiful voice she's had and continues to have. She also is well known for playing the fiddle.
Yeah, you're not exaggerating by very much when you say she's been doing this for 51 years. I think she's about 51 years old now, and I think she first started appearing on stage about age 6.
That's right. She's 51 years old, but you're right. She hasn't been doing it. She hasn't been doing it for 51 years.
Coming up next, WVD listeners are well used to hearing Woody Snyder say that he loves Earl Malo and the Mavericks. And sure enough, he's picked out a Maverick song for us today.
And I have. I've picked out one of the good, really great ones for the Mavericks. Of course, they have so many, is Dance the Night Away. And boy, they are really a good band, Earl Malo and the band. Earl Malo wrote this song too, by the way, Dance the Night Away.
Listeners, I just got to tell you, I know that one of the reasons Woody loves the Mavericks is he loves to say Earl Malo.
Raul Malo. It is fun to say that.
All right, well, closing down that set of music, you have a classic broken-hearted love song from the Gibson Brothers.
Yes, the Gibson Brothers with The Wishing Well is, again, the Gibson Brothers are fine singers. Eric and Lee, I think, are great singers themselves. They do write some songs as well, and they really are one of the top bluegrass bands in the business.
Now, Woody, you and I have seen them at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival and other places. They sure put on a great show, don't they?
Yes, they do put on a great show. And around Labor Day of this year, they are going to be appearing in New Jersey.
At the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival. I'm sure wherever you're listening to this, you can find them somewhere near you. Woody, those four songs were fantastic. And you've got a fifth song you want to share with the listeners that's a classic that Tom Russell co-wrote with Ian Tyson.
Yes, Navajo Rug. It's a fun song. It's also a little bit of a story about a rug, and I think the rug burns up, but it gets saved, and it's a kind of an interesting story song. But I always liked Tom Russell, like to listen to him, and he's been one of the great, I think, one of the great folk songwriters in the business, and he continues to be able to do that.
Well, Woody, thank you so much for appearing, and WVD listeners are well acquainted with you, and I sure hope that Whiskey Before Breakfast listeners learn to love this little segment as well. Thanks again, Woody.
Well, thank you, Mando Richard. It's fun putting this together, and I hope that we will have more opportunities.
All right, Woody. Thanks again. And here comes, at Woody's request, Tom Russell performing Navajo Rug right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program.
Well, it's three eggs up on whiskey toast and home fries on the side. You wash it down at the truck stop coffee that burns up your inside. It was a Canyon, Colorado diner, a little waitress I did love. Where we sat in the back neath the old stuffed bear and a worn-out Navajo rug. Well, old Jack, the boss, he closed at six, and it's Katie barred the door. And she pulled down that Navajo rug and spread it on the floor. Here I saw lightning in the sacred mountain, saw the dance of the turtle doves when I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you, Katie? Well, I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground, and all he'd saved was an old bear tooth. And Katie, she left town. Oh, but Katie, she got her souvenir too. Jack spat out a back old plug. He said you should have seen her a-running through the smoke, a-hauling that Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you, Katie? Yeah. Every time I cross the sacred mountains and lightning breaks above, it always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. Oh, but everything keeps a moving and everybody's on the go. Well, you don't find things that last anymore like a double woven Navajo. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you, Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you, Katie.
sly old possum nest in a sycamore tree. There lived an old feller named Rufus Blossom, black as he could be. Rufus had a head like a big sledgehammer and a mouth like a terrible scar. Could no one beat him in the state of Alabama when he played on his old guitar. He's a perfect wonder, we had to choose him. Never made a blunder, you couldn't lose him. He's a fine musician, held a high position. He's whistling Rufus, the one-man man. Always welcome, out comes chicken and wine. When he's done with wine and chicken, he whistles and plays so grand. You'd think his angels in heaven are playing. They called him the one-man man. He's a perfect wonder, we had to choose him. Never made a blunder, you couldn't lose him. He's a fine musician, held a high position. He's whistling Rufus, the one-man man. Cheers.
to get away.
Thank you.
And while you listen to Tony Ray and Tim Crouch play Frère Jacques, which they've labeled Hush Little Baby here from their 2022 Pinecastle record called Acoustic Lullaby, I'll tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio and the Tuesday Roots program on WVED. Back at the beginning of the set, Woody Snyder picked out Tom Russell's Navajo Rug from his 1997 record Song of the West. Then I played Bill Mansfield and the Carolina Mockingbirds doing Whistlin' Rufus from an old Yodelay-hee CD they put out. Then you heard something new from the Weeping Willows, and they sang Singin' the Blues. Then you had something new from Amy Van Dyne from her new record, Broken Love Songs. You heard Lonely Me. And now coming up, we've got time to, I think, fit in one more song before the station break. Here comes Boomerang with Song of the Rose.
Shall find too late love. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-tubby-toota.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh.
We're going to start the second half of the program with something from the Accidentals' new EP, Timeout Session Number 2, as called Eastern Standard Time.
The deepest dark water in the rockiest shore, the tall white pine and the iron ore, windfall apples of the coat of rye. Eastern Standard Time. Ironwood, the sewer slavery, the great Kichikami and Superior Sea, the copper summit and the dead river climb. Eastern Standard Time. Ooh.
Stars and the sun.